If I could talk to the animals.
It's time for Pet Patrol. Everything that pertains to our pets and animals. Pet Patrol is brought to you by Kibbles and Gifts, located in the Strawflower Shopping Center next to Safeway. Kibbles and Gifts is your one-stop shop for pet supplies and gifts on the coast side. Visit them online, kibblesandgifts.com. And now, your host for Pet Patrol, Krista Livingston.
When it comes to vaccines, being an advocate for our pets may be the most important thing we can do. Being an advocate doesn't mean being an expert, but it does mean taking action. These tips can help you take action that supports your pet's good health. Number one, acknowledge the benefits and the risks of vaccines. You don't need to know everything about infectious diseases, and you don't need to know every possible risk associated with immunization. But you do need to know that there are both benefits and risks. It's just not as simple as vaccines save lives or vaccines can make your pet sick. Over-vaccination is just as risky as not being protected. Some of the risks associated with vaccines include autoimmune diseases, anaphylaxis, and cats specifically can develop cancerous tumors at vaccination sites. To evaluate the risks and benefits, consider the need for a vaccine each time it is due. Vaccines should not be given routinely. Understand that even the core vaccine may or may not be appropriate for a specific pet at a specific time. Number two, team up with your vet. Even if you choose a vaccine clinic or administer vaccines yourself, a discussion with your veterinarian first may help you make the best decisions. Your vet will likely know the diseases prevalent in your area, your pet's overall health, genetic risk factors, and more. You may want to ask, what vaccines do you recommend and why? Are there disease risks that are unique to your area? What are the possible side effects of the vaccines? Does the veterinary clinic offer titer tests to determine whether your pet may already possess sufficient immunity to most common diseases? Number three, consider your pet's lifestyle. Your pet's lifestyle can influence disease risk. Your vet may want to know things like where you walk your dog or if you go to dog parks. If your pet goes to dog or cat shows, is boarded, or if your dog visits doggy daycare. If your dog is a regular at doggy daycare, you and your vet may discuss the pros and cons of Bordetella. Plus, it may be required by the daycare facility. But if your dog is never boarded and does not participate in dog activities, he or she may not need that particular vaccine. Pet Patrol continues in a minute. But first, a reminder that Kibbles and Gifts is your one-stop shop for all your pet's needs. If we don't got it, you don't want it. Kibbles is located in the Strawflower Shopping Center next to Safeway. Come on in and take a look around. You can visit us online at kibblesandgifts.com or give us a call at 726-3700. Now back to vaccinating your pet. Number four, check out titer tests. Titer tests are both accurate and cost-effective. One newer test checks for antibodies in your pet's blood for parvovirus, distemper, and infectious hepatitis, and the cost is much less than some of the old titer tests. A titer test can tell you whether your pet had a positive immune response to a recent vaccine. Basically, did the vaccine do its job? Whether your pet has antibodies showing immunity from a previous vaccine. Whether a newly adopted pet has been previously vaccinated. And number five, remember, with vaccines, one size does not fit all. Each pet has had his or her own risks when it comes to disease and immunization. Plus, circumstances and risks can change. A decision you made for your pet last year may not be the best decision this year. It is a stretch to think that each of us, no matter how many conversations we have had about vaccines with our pet-loving friends, can be an expert on what our pet needs when it comes to vaccines. But by asking questions, talking with our veterinarians about our particular pet, and considering all options, we can be our dog or cat's advocate. I only vaccinated my dog, Max, for the first 2 years of his life. After that, he got titer tested every year. He never needed another vaccination. It makes you think how we may be over-vaccinating our pets and what effect it has on them. Until next week, this is Krista Livingston with Kibbles and Gifts and Kibbles Pet Care.
If I could talk to the animals.
Pet Patrol is a regular feature of KHNB Radio. If you have an animal-related announcement, just call us at 453-4000 or email us pets@khmbradio.com. Pet Patrol has been brought to you by Kibbles and Gifts, located in the Strawflower Shopping Center next to Safeway. Kibbles and Gifts is your one-stop shop for pet supplies and gifts on the coast side. Phone them at 726-3700 or visit them online, kibblesandgifts.com.